What's good, family? You are now listening to episode 12.
What's poppin', everyone? My name is Alan Martinez, and I am joined by my brothers, Alvin Martinez.
Wagwan, dog.
Joel Hernandez.
Cha.
Lawrence Hopkinez.
Hello.
And we are Canada Got Soul, and you are listening to the very 12th episode of True to Size. 12. On this episode, we're going to talk about Toronto's Jumpman Store.
Ooh,
happy great. Birthday.
Happy birthday.
The first impressions of some new glamour shots that popped up in our feeds. And just our general thoughts on some Jumpman PEs.
Cool.
After that, I figured we jumped into something a bit more fun, a bit more theoretical. Hypothetical? Would that work?
Yeah.
Anyways, that type of a discussion about what would have happened if Mr. Michael Jordan had signed with Adidas.
Bum, 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 bum.
But first, fire round. Pew. This comes from I Am Dan Man.
Hi, Dan.
Yo,
man.
What up, Dan?
He asks, what was your first flex shoe? AKA the first shoe you showed out in and made you feel like a boss. I asked him his answer, and he said it was the VaporMax Moccasin.
Oh.
When he was new to the game and everyone, and he rocked them, he said everyone had given him props every time.
That's such a nice feeling.
Mm-hmm. Trust
me. Hey, man, I like those. And you're like,
thanks, man.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, all these old things.
I think I figured out my answer. Just so I can give you guys some more time to think, as usual. I think for me, like, especially coming into the sneaker game and, like, sneaker life, I was, you know me, I was heavy into my SB Dunks. And not many people, especially in the new generation of sneaker lovers, especially in the past few years, didn't like really associate with SB Dunks, but everyone knew what a Tiffany Dunk was.
Yeah.
So for me, my first flex cop was the Tiffany Dunk highs, I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Just cause like everyone knows the history of those, and it's so easy to just catch someone's foot whenever they have them on.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Unmissable. Unmissable.
That's a word. Vocabulistics, everyone. Guido, what about you?
Oh, man. I would probably have to say I had a pair of white on white stripe pro models.
Ooh,
when nice. I was a kid, and that just because they were white just made everybody's neck just crack. And I threw on a pair of, I don't know why, but I threw on a pair of brown, super fat laces on them. Brown. I don't know why brown, but.
Brown on white.
White and brown.
It looked all right.
Classic.
It looked all
right. Classic combination.
It's an iconic peanut butter and mayonnaise.
There you go.
That's so gross.
Peanut butter and mayo.
Kinder so Surprise.
Kinder Surprise.
Oh, yeah. Nah, Kinder peanut butter and mayo sandwich.
So nasty.
We don't know what Lawrence's favorite sandwich is.
White people.
Let's keep going clockwise. Alvin, what's your answer for this one?
For me, it was when I would work the launches at Foot Locker.
Mm.
Or when Lawrence and I would work those 11 launches at Foot Locker.
That's me.
And then it was when the 11 started being like poppin'. Stupid, crazy, and popping. We would rock stuff that would come out like years ago.
Yeah, like old shit.
People would stare at our shit.
Yeah,
so like
we would like coordinate.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was like for example, like the so bread sick. Release. We would rock like our cool grays.
Yeah,
and people were like, yo,
Ben had these, bro.
Like fam, look, like yo, we done had these from time G, or like what was the other launch, man? Like
there was when one phones launch were big, where we wore foams. Yeah, I remember that picture. We took.
I was there.
Yeah,
I was there for that one. I was just helping out.
Yeah,
I didn't work at the store, but I was allowed inside.
I think you had royal foams on, and I had my eggplants on, and it was like
something like that.
Fucking stunting, dangling.
Someone had the red pair.
I think I was in red, and you were in.
Oh, I was in the royals.
Yeah,
can't remember. We'll put
cute.
That.
Something like that.
But just those days. It felt cool because like everyone would be like, "Yo, like." When did you get those? And be like, yo, don't worry about it.
Do you guys remember taking a picture? of the foam posits that
I think,
day.
I think you put on one that was on the wall.
There was one on the wall.
Like a gym green or something like that.
Yeah, you guys had one on display, and I was like, can I be in the picture? And you guys got me a display shoe.
I think Kia took the picture for us.
And then it was like,
throwback.
Caption is, foam party.
Oh, yeah. God.
Well done, guys. Well done.
Instagram's baby days, clearly.
What was your flex shoe, Lawrence? Your first flex shoe.
I feel like it was the Space Jam Jordan 11. Like, 09?
09.
09.
Like, when they came out. Because, obviously, like, that was right... Because I started collecting shoes when I started at Foot Locker in, like, 08. Mm. And I was kind of just into, like I said before, like, Nike Sportswear Dunks and, like, just shit that was, like, GR on the wall. But, like, that was my first introduction to, like, hype. And, like, when I got that shoe and then everyone kept calling after the release, like, yo, do you still have these? Do you still have these? And I'm like, no, I don't have them, but I have them, B.
Those are the pre-order.
You would answer
the
phone like
pre-ordered
that.
Them.
I remember that.
I definitely didn't say that. And then I ended up not wearing them for, like, a year and a half, and I wore them to graduation.
Yeah, man.
Oh, lit.
Yeah, with, like, a blue, royal blue bow tie.
Gang.
Boom. Which is kind of cool. Like, that's what kind of segue, but, like, not even a segue, just a sidebar. I was talking to some people earlier this week about the cap and gowns that are releasing this week. And I was like, that's kind of ironic because I wore 11s to my graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Not prom night, but whatever, to my graduation. So I'm considering getting it just for that reason, if we're being real. Yeah.
True. Those aren't on the list for this week in kicks, but I wanted to ask you guys, the cap and gown is essentially already the Gamma 11s that dropped
very close.
Years ago.
Yeah. Very, very close.
Yeah. Literally, the only difference is the gold trim stitching and the 23.
Blue Jumpman.
And the blue Jumpman.
Mm-hmm. And the upper, I think.
The prom night is suede.
It's a suede.
Or Nubuck.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
It's not mesh. It's not
it looks clean, though.
Extremely close to the same shoe. Yeah.
Oh, man.
They're cute. I'll probably wear those this week. True. Gammas. Oh, I haven't worn my Gammas since Alvin's wedding.
That's the same thing. I wore mine earlier this year, and I haven't worn them since.
Let me know when you wear your Gammas. I'll wear my wedding shoes.
Ooh,
speaking of flex.
For those that don't know, his wedding shoes were the DMP 11.
You can find that story on CanadaGotSold.ca.
Oh, that's sick, because I was going to segue into that
or
after
episode,
this.
Or episode, what, 6, 7? One of those
mid. One of the origin stories.
One of them things.
Yeah. All right, moving on to this week in kicks. Staying on the Jumpman. Happy anniversary to the 306. 306 Young location in T.O.
Happy birthday. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember, like, the jumble that was, the grand opening of that store?
What a time. That was unreal. That was so fun.
So it had its pop-up shop moment in 2016 16? For the All-Star game weekend, in Toronto. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was all the rumors that, like, oh, maybe it won't be a permanent spot. Maybe it will be a permanent spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was like, so that was what, February of that year, 2016.
Yep.
And All-Star. Then it was rumored for, like, summer.
Yeah.
And then fall. And then spring the following year. And that ended up being the spring.
Yeah.
May of last year.
Would have been May of last year.
Oh. Yeah.
Like late May.
1 year anniversary. We're talking about it right now.
Yeah.
Jumpman is doing some really dope shit this weekend for that store in collaboration with Mr. Brian Espiritu, who runs the Legends League brand.
Mm-hmm. Friend of the store.
Friend of the show.
Obviously, friend of the store.
Clearly, is a friend of the store too. But also a friend of the show.
Alvin's trying to take the mantle of Trudy. Lawrence was there today to report for Canada Got Soul.
Yeah.
Ooh. What was that like, bro? What was going down?
It was crazy, man. It's funny because I actually pre-ordered one of his books as well.
Yeah, me too.
So I started the day off by going and picking up the book.
I'm picking mine up Saturday, 2 days from now.
Go to the store and get a shirt. Anyways, I went by and got my book and then just walked straight over to the store. It was 4 to 9 where it's supposed to be the hours. I got there at like 3:30. I was the first one there. I was hanging out with Jay from 306.
You?
Jason, what up, bro? They gave you a menu with different customization options of designs that Brian created specifically for the 1 year anniversary. You kind of get to pick the placement and the size and all that kind of jazz. And then they just go through and do the process, which is a really long process. It's like a 3-4 step process, actually, the way that they like print it onto the shirts, which I had no idea. I thought it was just like a and then it was done, but it's not at all.
No, that's some quality print. I'm looking at my very tee nice. That you picked up for me right now.
But as I was leaving, first of all, it took me about 2 hours because it was that busy. I was first one there and it still took about 2 hours. But yeah, if you're going, when you're listening to this on Saturday, or even if you were there yesterday, which would be Friday, which is tomorrow. This is so confusing. expect to wait a couple days at least for your shirt because it's madness
in
there.
So they are taking orders.
They're still taking orders. For a while when I was there, they were kind of like panicking. Not panicking, but like a little overwhelmed with the demand because I don't think they expected it to be like that.
Man, I can't imagine what it's going to be immediate. Like on the weekend.
Yeah, the weekend's going to be nuts. But yeah, get there as soon as you can. Just, you don't want to risk them running out of t-shirts or something stupid, or them stop taking orders because there's just too many, or there being a lineup and you have to wait even just to like see the menu and make your picks. So get there as soon as possible. Really dope. Another sidebar. I don't know if you guys saw the story I posted about like half an hour ago. Probably not.
From?
On mine. Personal. Mm-hmm. So when I did my menu choice, I made my picks. They told me about 15, 20 minutes.
It was a lie.
I went into the Eden All Center. Blast. I went into the Eden Center just to go to the washroom, get a drink, whatever. And then walking back, I'm walking up the stairs, like in the atrium or whatever it's called there. And I look up and in front of me is some like 50 maybe year old guy wearing a snapback that says Canada Got Soul across the back.
No way.
And I was like, I did like a quadruple, sextuple, sextuple take. I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, look up. And I was like, what the hell? And like, I wasn't even sure, even though I saw Canada Got Soul across the back, I was like, is this real? And like, kind of did like a walk in front of him. I'm like, oh shit, it is. And I'm just like in awe at the fact that like,
did you say anything?
Would you do that?
Yeah. So I was walking there and still, I was just like shook. And Jill walked up to him, actually like tapped him on the shoulder, and she was like, hey, I like your hat. Where'd you get it? And like, I was just literally standing there like,
Jill,
oh my God,
Jill
this is crazy.
Lawrence's girlfriend.
Yeah. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, I didn't even talk to the guy. And like, I don't know. I don't even remember the story. It was like, he's like, my daughter does this. I don't even know. It was some neck shit. What? It was like some old guy. And he didn't even know what it was, which is kind of cool in its own sense. He was like, yeah, like, look at it. It's like a different kind of leaf. Like, it's really cool.
Yes.
He's like, and he like takes it off his head and like looking at it. He's like, look at the really nice quality and stuff. And he's like some 50-year-old like white guy. And then he's like, yeah, if you guys are ever in the area, if I can get some more, I'll just get you some. And
That's
and I was
hilarious.
Like, this so is funny. Unreal. Yeah, so that
were
was
you wearing all... yours at the time?
Did you
no,
yours?
I wasn't.
Oh.
I was wearing my Legends League hat, which makes it even cooler because this guy had no idea that we even knew what it was, and he was just like raving about it. I was like,
that's
this is
cool.
Really cool. Yeah.
That's so lit. What, like, that was it the Navy, the Yankee colorway, or
no,
the staple?
Staple. Yeah,
nice,
the staple.
Black and red.
So he's had it for a while.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, that's what I always said is like, that was when I would feel like we made it. Like when I was walking through, literally that situation, walking through a mall and saw someone wearing our merch and I had no idea who that person was.
That's absolutely
that's crazy.
Incredible.
So that was, yeah, that made my day even more so than I think the Jordan merch. I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. So whoever gave your grandpa a Canada Got Soul hat.
Or dad.
Thank you, or dad or whoever he was. Thank you. Diss. Yeah, he was an old guy though.
To wrap up the anniversary festivities. So yeah, you can hit up the Jumpman store to get a customized top. Either a t-shirt
short
or long
sleeve.
Sleeve
or long sleeve, yeah. $42 each.
Black or white, correct?
Black or white. The kids' ones also came in gray.
And then you can get little graphics in the front and one massive one in the back.
Yeah.
Or if you just want one big one in the front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever combination. They're pretty lenient. Yeah.
And if you have long sleeves, if you get long sleeves, you can get some graphics on this down the sleeves.
Which is really cool, too.
That's super lit. All right.
What's your guys' favorite graphic of that collection? There's my fire round question.
Ooh, wow.
The outsole with the CN Tower on it is
yeah that one's cool. Super dope.
I really like the Jumpman with like, you know, the ones that I got on mine.
Yeah.
But I'm a huge fan of the, there's one that's like, it's a side profile, a sole, and then another side profile.
Yeah, of the one.
If you look at it, it says 416. Yeah, I didn't even notice that.
He's
that's
crazy.
Sick. Yeah.
Brian's crazy.
Crazy. And then the one, the
Sorry,
Jordan
first
one.
Name, Mr. Espiritu.
The Jordan 1 silhouette, where it's like the subway lines kind of thing, is really cool too.
Yeah. Honestly, my favorite one is because I love his like custom font that he made.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally just that big graphic of You Know the Ones.
Yeah.
That's literally my favorite. Or like, that's my favorite element of the entire collection.
Simple and to the point.
Yeah. I absolutely love it. It's so sick.
Dune? Did you
say I like the one that I picked up for
The
little,
bull.
Little Dooney Jr.
Yeah.
The bull?
Yeah, it's got like the different designs that creates like a bull.
So cool.
Maybe it's Benny the Bull. I don't know. But it's pretty dope.
I think so. Dope, I think it might be inspired by the Chicago Bulls.
And this was never officially announced. And it kind of ties into the whole 1 year anniversary thing, but they've been restocking ones all week.
Ooh. Oh, sick.
Yesterday was Kawhi's. Today was Homage. They also had, when I was in there, they had Shadows and Gold Toes on the wall.
Yes, nice. I saw Gold Toes.
So one year anniversary. Crazy.
Yeah, someone's Jordan story. 1.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So someone stole cool. it?
No, I said some in someone's story.
Someone stole the shoe? What the fuck? What do you do with the left foot? Yeah, I
know. So they are going to be done on Sunday. That's going to be the last day that you can get them customized.
Yeah, it's running all weekend until Sunday. Mm-hmm. And if you're going later...
I wish they would have done the whole week. That would have been crazy.
The anniversary weekend. I think the actual anniversary is on Sunday, is what they were saying.
Okay, okay.
They wanted to make it limited. I don't know if they could even handle having it for the whole week.
Oh, my God, because
look
at
the demand in just these couple days. Like, that'd be crazy.
That's true. Crazy.
Especially with that reasonable price.
Yeah, if you're going later in the weekend, don't expect to get your shirt until probably Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, to be honest.
Sheesh. Yeah. All right, moving on. Another pair of the Dragon Ball Z Adidas collection has surfaced. This time it's the villain Cell's colorway in the Profier silhouette. Unlike the Goku pair, seeing the actual shoe for this one still didn't really convince me to like want them. I just don't think that the silhouette, the Profier silhouette, is for me still.
The color combination and like the execution is really good. I like that. Like the color, like the olive and the purple is really really well done. It's just I was never a fan of the Profier
silhouette.
Yeah,
but even like looking at the Profier though, the quality of the shoe and the materials is like super on point.
Yeah, it's a good shoe overall.
Yeah,
it's just not me.
I feel like Alex would like that shoe because of the olive.
I feel like Alex would like that
Suji
shoe.
Suji Cypher Sen?
Yeah, that's because it's like,
Adidas.
That's
his color. Like
yeah.
Yeah, he said that last week. Yeah. He said that's his color.
Olive. Yeah.
I love it.
Olive man.
I love it. I love olive.
I love it.
Speaking of
Australian.
That's that was actually my impression of Alex. I don't know what you're talking about.
Way up, mate.
Way up. So last week, we saw the glamour shots of the Adidas Pride Pack. I gushed about those. Still gushing over them.
Gushing.
This week we saw the Nike's Be True collection.
Yes.
It's decent.
Which installment is this? Do you know how many years it's been?
Oh, it's been a while now.
At least 10 years.
I don't think it's been that long.
I don't know then.
Maybe 5 years.
We'll fact check that.
Between 5 to 10?
Yeah, I think it's 5 to 10.
Huge fan of the 270. Love that rainbow bubble, or I don't know how they even did that, but that's really cool. Yeah.
So the full collection contains that. The Air Max 270, the Zoom Fly. There's an Epic React that's super sharp, all black with like, and then there's hits of color on the medial side on the heel.
Yeah.
And then there's the VaporMax Plus.
Ooh, that VaporMax Plus one.
Yeah. Contradictory to what I was saying about it last week, I think that's the favorite of the pack for me.
The VaporMax Plus just looks a lot like other VaporMax Pluses that have already released, though. Aside from the bubble, which is rainbow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, I don't know. It's kind
of... I just like the subtle gradient of color.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think the 270 wins for me. Mm-hmm. Really, like really good look.
I like the React. Super
simple. The Reacts, bro.
I like all of them, if I'm being real.
For me, Adidas's Pride Pack still takes my money. I'm still going to...
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I'm still going to prioritize the 5923s and the... Campus.
Yes.
Over these. But, I mean, if these sit, guarantee I'm going to pick up at least one of them.
Generally, the Pride stuff doesn't fly off shelves.
Yeah.
So you should be okay.
Woo! I'm excited. Every year I always look forward to the Be True and the Pride Pack.
Yeah.
Just because something I truly believe in.
I love rainbows. So
yeah.
Like just
all the colors.
The most basic answer, but I love
unicorns.
Rainbows.
Yeah.
So pretty.
Last on the list is the college PEs coming from Jumpman.
Year.
The three that I think I've seen so far are the UNC, Michigan, and Georgetown colorways.
Jordan 3s, right?
Yeah, all of them. Jordan 3s.
There's also a Michigan Jordan 12 that's coming out next month.
Michigan's had a ton of PEs.
Yeah, all blue suede with the yellow M on the tongue.
Ugh. Now, they're all unlikely to release.
Except for the 12 is actually coming out.
Oh, actually?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
But a part of me doesn't want to see them released just cause
double-edged sword for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause it's kind of like how the Oregon Duck PEs kind of stayed unicorn.
Yeah.
Throughout all the years of them having PEs. Mm-hmm. And then they just blow it up this year with all of the schools they picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's still pretty sick what Jumpman's doing. Absolutely incredible. It's not entirely new and unexpected because Jordan Brand has been doing these types of things.
Yeah, they've been,
Now, what would be completely unexpected is if Jordan signed with Three Stripes.
That was your segue?
That was my segue.
5 out of 10.
But before we get into that, you're never a fan of my segues. I'd also like to see you come up with an episode. Before we get into that...
You segued and you're not even going to get into it?
Yeah, I did. That was just a tease. That was kind of make them want for more.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. And you're begging on me for segues. Quick plugs. Net Magnetism. Mm. He shot us the Series 2... build kits?
Yeah.
Lit.
Yeah, those are great. Well, we had a great time assembling the other ones that he sent us. And then now his Series 2 is available currently on his website for pre-order. We got a couple early ones. He said that he only has a couple like actually made right now. So I feel quite honored that we got a couple.
Super honored.
But yeah, there's a Tokyo 5, Shanghai 5, and Toro
Raging
5.
Bull,
Or Raging Bull 5, yeah. So I'm assuming we'll shoot a video for that and throw it up or take some cool pictures or do one live on the pod.
3 hours later.
Listen
three
to
hours
this.
Later. Just silent, like.
Just ruffling through bags and of plastic.
Swearing.
And
what the fuck is that piece?
Did I miss this step? Shit. But if you guys are interested in picking up the Series 1 build kit, you can use our promo code CanadaGotSoul for 35% off of that on Net Magnetism's website.
Yeah. Those are almost gone, the Series 1.
Yeah?
Almost gone, yeah.
Jeez.
Get them while you can.
We'll talk to him to see what's going on with Series 2. I just said going on. I'm sorry. That was so unlike of you.
This guy gets a shirt that says, you know the ones, and he just...
Wow. Brian Espiritu taught
good
me.
Good man.
Next events, Soul Exchange Canada is headed to Vancouver on June 16th.
Ooh, that's really cool.
For an event at the Vancouver Convention Center. Our homies in the YYC Soldiers presents Calgary Sneaker Swap 4 on June 2nd at the Chinese Cultural Center. And this Sunday, May 27th, or tomorrow when you're listening this on the day this podcast comes out.
So confusing.
The Hypebeast Expo presented by Outlined. It starts at 11. It's going to be at 5 Gateway Boulevard in Brampton.
B-Town.
$20 to get in. We are going to have some merch and we're going to display some of our favorite kicks and, you know, just going to chop it up.
Come by, chop it up. Say
please
what's
do.
Up.
You know. Please do. Please do. Okay.
Segway it.
I don't have one. Now for this topic of discussion, it was inspired by a post that I saw on Sneaker Freaker a few days ago. Someone had created the Jordan 1 silhouette, and instead of the swoosh, there were three stripes. And instead of the Air Jordan Wings logo, they kind of made it like big feathers into the trefoil.
Interesting.
Stamp. And the caption read, "What would have happened if Michael Jordan chose Adidas over Nike?" Before we get it going, there's a bit of history.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah.
Yeah, this is combining my knowledge from what I learned while working at Nike, as well as stories from like Tinker Hatfield interviews and documentaries. In 88, Nike assigned Tinker Hatfield, legendary designer, to work on MJ's third signature shoe. So the story goes that Phil Knight, Tinker, and MJ's parents and MJ were to meet up, talk about his next signature shoe. MJ didn't show up for 4 hours. He was gone playing golf. And at this point, MJ was already like wavering and I guess heavily second guessing Nike at this point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But apparently his parents gave him a call. His mama was like, get your ass in this meeting. And MJ showed up late and annoyed. And he just goes, what you got? Tinker unveils the Jordan 3, and it's pretty much everything that like Jordan was asking for. Mid-cut, premium leather, little time to break in. unique and new materials on a ball shoe that mm-hmm. like no one's ever seen before. Mm-hmm. And a brand new apparel collection. And then from there, the rest is history. Everyone knows what happens after that. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine if MJ had said, nah. And just didn't bother showing up to the meeting. Mm-hmm. How would that have shaped the footwear industry today?
Be fucked, bro.
Do you think? Okay, mm-hmm. let's start off with why at first did we all fall in love with MJ's shoes?
Because it's MJ.
It's what he did in them.
Mm-hmm. You want to be like MJ, so you're going to buy Jordans. Uh-huh. So if you went to Adidas,
be like Mike.
I'd be buying my shell toes. Because what would he? Didn't really have any ball shoes back in the day. Adidas? They had like what? The pro models?
Oh, crazy. So they had the.
No, in the 80s?
I don't know.
They probably had like.
Because they had Ewing. Tops. Ewing at. Yeah, it was all high tops. Yeah. They had. Yeah. I did some research. They had Ewing as their athlete for signature shoes mm-hmm. or just to push their ball shoes. They had the Centennial high cut ball shoe. Mm-hmm. Attitude. High cut ball
Attitude,
shoe.
Yeah.
Conductor yeah. and the Forum. Those are the four.
The Forum.
The four that I found.
Forums are nice.
I don't know. Because like these, like Alvin and Joel are a little bit older than I am. So they actually got to see MJ play. So for me, it was never because MJ played in them. Mm-hmm. If I'm being real, like I'm
younger.
Yeah,
me too. I caught the tail end of MJ's career.
Yeah. And even still, you're a little bit older than me too, right? Yeah. So I didn't grow up in a basketball household either. I grew up in a hockey household. So for me, like my introduction literally wasn't until probably like 08, 09 into Jordans at all. Like I had no clue about anything until that point. So for me, it was just the culture. So it's tough to say that if the culture would be the same, would the culture be around Adidas or would Nike have just found some other way? Because like they always say, they're the world's biggest, what do they call it? Advertising company?
Yeah, they're like the craziest
marketing.
That's what
they call, yeah, that's what they call themselves, is like the world's biggest advertising or marketing company. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they still would have found a way to capture our imagination or mm-hmm. to capture the culture or to own something. Mm-hmm. And that's not a knock on Adidas at all, because look at what they did with when they got big entertainers as their signature people. Mm-hmm. So they did some crazy things. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, yeah, it wouldn't be the same. Like, we obviously wouldn't be talking about Jordans the same way we do, I don't think. But I think mm-hmm. we would still be talking about Nike. That's what I think.
Mm. Yeah.
Because up until that point, they were still heavy before MJ. It was competitive mm-hmm. and that kind of set them apart. But like, look at what the 90s did for them with all their Air Maxes and trainers and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff.
Is when I was going to say, pushing. Yeah. The X factor to me is Tinker Hatfield.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. Yeah.
And Tinker Hatfield would not have left Nike because of his ties with Bill Bowerman.
Yeah.
He would not have left the swoosh. And he's had like so many legendary silhouettes. Mm-hmm. But let's play a game. Let's do a game real quick. Who would Nike have signed? If MJ had stepped away from them.
Drake.
So
baby Drake.
Negative 8 years old. Oh no, he's probably like 1 year old at this point.
Yeah. He was there somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. So I looked up the All-Star starters of 1985. Mm-hmm. So that's the class of MJ's rookie year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's Julius Erving, mm-hmm. Magic Johnson, Larry Bird. They're with Converse, though. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying Converse Nike could have probably been like, yo, make some power moves. I don't know. We'll see. And then Addy had already had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Adrian Dantley, Ralph Sampson, George Gervin, Moses Malone. And I think this is my favorite. I think this is my pick. Isaiah Thomas.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Just because of his attitude,
yeah,
with the Detroit Pistons, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Isaiah Thomas would have been a forerunner for me.
Yeah, I feel like Nike, yeah, I agree. I
for so. Nike
yeah.
to have,
and I feel like he was never picked up, or I don't know if he was eventually like signed or anything to mm-hmm. Nike at all. But mm-hmm. they had a huge feud, Jordan and
Him
Isaiah
and Jordan,
did.
Yep.
Yeah, so. Like Jordan didn't even want Isaiah on the Olympic team with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess not the reason he wasn't picked for the team was because MJ was sure. like, nah, fuck
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Basically.
1992 squad.
Yeah. The dream team. That's why Isaiah wasn't on the team. So yeah. I feel like a big reason he was never even signed to Nike was probably the
bad boy Detroit Pistons era.
Yeah. It was probably MJ to begin with. I like that answer. I think that Isaiah Thomas would have been a good one. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine Tinker Hatfield just designing ball shoes for Isaiah Thomas?
Well, let's be real though. Like, Nike got lucky as shit.
They did, man.
Like, they found, like, lightning in a bottle for sure. And they've done three times in a row.
Yeah. MJ was there saving grace.
Yeah. Like,
for sure.
They still would have been relevant, but, like, MJ is arguably the best player of all time. Mm-hmm. And then after that, Kobe, mm-hmm. arguably one of the best players of all time.
Who was already originally signed with
Adidas. Mm-hmm. And then he switched to Nike after. Yeah. And then after that, LeBron, who's also arguably the best player of all time.
But do you think Nike would have had that much impact? Could you, if MJ was with Adi, would LeBron have signed with Nike? Would Kobe have switched over to Nike?
Who knows? Right. That's crazy. That's a really good question. Yeah. I don't know.
Insane. Let's have more fun with this. Would Adi have given him a signature shoe?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my
God. Or a whole liner brand?
I think it would have all depended on how he performed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but think about it. Nike offered MJ an entire brand and collection for the Jordan 3 just for MJ to stay.
Yeah. In his third year.
Yeah.
So he's still, like, he wasn't even amazing at that point. Like, he was really good, but he didn't get a ring until, like, what, 91?
Did he get Rookie of the Year?
Did he win Rookie of the Year? I feel like he didn't.
But then he won the following year, like, the slam dunk competition in the Jordan 3s. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would have been super huge with, with Adidas.
Can you imagine that picture of him in an Adidas shoe? That's just so weird to think of, though. I can't even imagine.
I also don't think Adi would have taken the risk with the NBA colors.
Yeah, taking the fine and stuff. I feel like Nike has that edge.
Yeah. That's also why, like, Isaiah Thomas would have.
Yeah, they would have fit really well together, actually. Yeah.
Like a absolutely crazy. Just
speaking of
the
sidebar again. Speaking of that fine, taking the fine. Did you guys see that NFL verdict?
No, for what?
NFL players will or teams slash players will now be fined if they take a knee during the national anthem.
Yeah. Oh,
like officially. Before it was like frowned upon, like don't do that. But now they're saying we're gonna fine you if you take a knee.
Well,
I think that's fucked.
Yeah.
Like, they're literally forcing you to be patriotic and forcing, like, taking away free speech, freedom of thought, everything. Speech, yeah.
Welcome to America.
Peaceful protest, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if it'll turn into a big thing, like, with the like the Nike thing where
he was getting banned. And Kaepernick is still not on a team.
Yeah, after everything.
That's crazy, man. Like, the talent this guy has as
he went to a Super Bowl.
And just because of the whole controversy and it just...
But now it's full teams are taking knees. Like, he's the one who started that whole movement.
And that was during a very tough time.
Dark times,
It's going to be interesting to see what NFL teams decide to do.
I think it was the New York Giants already came out and said, like, they'll pay for any of their players.
That's amazing.
Anyone who wants to take. And they were also discussing a 15-yard penalty to start the game if you take a knee, against your team.
Are you dumb?
In my mind, I'm like, so if both teams take a knee, nothing happens?
Yeah.
Start evenly?
Oh, my God.
Like, it's so messed up to me. And, like,
it's getting so ridiculous.
I think there was an interview with Steve Kerr and he was like, I'm so happy that we're in a league that there's understanding and like room for this kind of like like solidarity, everything, because the NFL has been messed up for a long time with that kind of stuff. So I don't know, that was just a sidebar to, because when you brought up the band thing and the fine for the shoes, because even that was kind of like behind its time. Like, why are you finding him because he's wearing a black and red shoe and not a white and red shoe? Like, that just seems dumb.
I'm excited to see that documentary still.
Next year? Is it like later this year?
It might be this year. Yeah. I'm not too sure. Okay. Now, Sean Collard would be dunking in Adidas if MJ
That's true.
With Adidas.
That's, to me, that's more rattling than MJ dunking in Adidas.
That would mess everything up.
Yeah.
That would change the game of like hip-hop. Hip-hop would be so different.
Yeah.
Like, what would happen to, like, you know, the Beastie Boys or...
Could you imagine how much of a powerhouse Adidas would be if they had MJ with Run DMC?
I know, man.
Oh, man.
Like, what would happen to Do the Right Thing?
Yeah, it'd be just a boring movie.
When he got his Jordan 4 scuffed, like, you know...
He'd run over his sock?
Ow.
Hey.
The shoes just my ceased toe. To exist.
You scuffed my toenail.
My baby toe.
Yeah, I'm just imagining a world now where they're just gone. Like, not replaced, but they just disappeared.
I go upstairs and there's like, no J's alert, in like my
closet.
Spoiler alert,
like the end of Avengers.
I just snapped the finger.
And all the Nike and Jordan just...
Now, do you think for a brand, the designer or the athlete has more weight?
Between the two?
Mm-hmm.
The athlete.
Athlete, I think. It's the one
I mean, as much as... the design of the shoe
matters.
Matters. The athlete makes the shoe. If Jordan got the three and played like shit, that
so true.
I'm not gonna buy a fucking three because I don't want to play like MJ. Yeah, you know true. What I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
As much as the shoe is dope, the in my personal opinion, like the Kobe 8, as cool as the Kobe 8 is, like if Kobe played like shit, I'm like, yeah. Why the fuck am I gonna buy that shoe?
Yeah. True say.
I feel like it's the athlete makes it like relevant.
Yeah.
And then the designer is what makes it timeless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
We're still talking about it because it was such it's a timeless design that we're still talking about the Jordan 3 or the Air Max 1 or whatever to this date later.
Mm. Yep.
But in the moment, you're not thinking like when MJ's up for that dunk, like, dang, Tinker Hatfield's talented.
Like, no one's like, Tinker, you did good.
I want to design like Tinker.
MJ fly. Yeah, you're like, I don't want to. I want to sketch like Tinker or I want to fly like Mike. Like
drawing.
That's joke.
Yeah, I'm going to go. That's my answer. Not really a definitive answer.
Yeah. I think it's like a perfect combination of the two.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I think Alvin hit it right on the head.
Yeah.
Right on the head. I think. If that had happened, Addy would have forced Nike to like act much more drastically.
Force their hand.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like they could sign much like another big player. Could you imagine if like Kanye had signed with Nike and then they were like, all right, yeah, do your thing.
Just like do whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be into sneakers, man.
Yeah.
If MJ signed to Adidas, I don't know if I'd be into sneakers as much as I am right now. Mm.
That's no true. Way.
Because it's like Nike, Jordan, basketball. It's all one umbrella.
At the moment.
Yeah. And that's how I got right into now. It. Yeah, like, I got into it because of these guys. So,
but what if Jordan did what he did in Jordans, but in Adidas?
Like, exact same timeline. Exact same timeline.
Exact
just like
same
Adidas?
Results.
Because, like, you know, you want to fly.
Yeah, this doesn't like, change like, his career.
Yeah.
No. It just changes what's on his feet.
Would you be rocking, like, the three stripes? Adidas.
I think I might be.
I think so.
Real shit.
I think
it honestly depends what you guys are rocking because like it's because my sure. taste is based on the generation before me. Because like I said, I wasn't into basketball like that until later on.
Yeah.
So it's honestly like I was influenced by people older than me. So if you guys were heavily rocking Adidas and you're like, those are fucking sick, I'd be like, yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah. No, I'd probably be rocking Adidas, but it's just like I don't know if I would
be as obsessed.
Be collecting and just be like, okay, I got a pair of Adidas, I'm straight. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
It's just the whole culture. Like, I keep coming back to that, but like, think about it like in the sense of like even another Nike signature athlete like Kobe.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the same following and culture and like aura as MJ does. Yeah. And he was
for sure
arguably just as good a player for his time. Had some really sick silhouettes, like the earlier Kobe models. Even the later ones are unreal, but there's just a different like aura and different like feel
history
around Jordans.
Yeah, yeah,
all that shit. Like he was just like MJ was the first.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was the one who like broke ground and all this shit.
Had his literally had his own signature shoe line.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think about it, but I can't think of any athlete in the 80s who had a signature.
No, I don't think there was
line where like they had like a one, a two,
they,
or three,
no, there
a
wasn't.
Four.
No, I don't think there
aside
was.
Aside from Jordan. It added like with Adidas.
Definitely not.
Even with like the only thing I could think of going back is Converse or Magic and
but
that wasn't like a
but it wasn't like a Magic
Johnson
MJ1 Converse.
No, it wasn't
exactly
like they made it like chronological and like it keeps track of every season. You remember moments that he like it's just I don't know.
Yeah,
like, I feel like I said they captured lightning in a bottle with it.
Started late with that signature shoe.
Yeah, they did.
Like D-Rose, I think, might have been.
I can't think of any. That's what I was going to say. I can't think of anything before D-Rose. Well, I guess Kobe, early on, he had like a one and a two, I think, with Adidas.
Yeah.
That didn't fly.
Crazy Eights.
The boat shoe.
The boat, yeah. The
Aston Martin.
The Crazy Eights were dope. I like the Crazy Eights. Yeah. Those were amazing, but.
But still, I don't think that's a signature shoe, though, for him. It was just a PE, no?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Was it made for him?
Well, they never really named any of them Kobe's. Yeah. No?
But like, I think it was a Crazy 8, though, because his number
code
was
number
8.
I think it might have been.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But the same thing, man. Like,
where's
they
Alex
started hella late.
I know. This would have been a dope discussion to have with Tsuji.
Yeah, I feel like we're going very around everywhere. What is our final, like, what do we think? Back to the original question. Like, do we think it would, what would have happened and... Do we think it'd be the same?
No. I don't think the sneaker culture would be the same at all.
No?
Nope.
Do you think you'd be wearing Adidas?
Me?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Like, you think you might have been wearing them when he was playing, but afterwards you don't think it has the timelessness that it does now?
Maybe. I mean, might. Adidas has its silhouettes that have its timelessness.
Yeah, of course.
But the ball shoes that they have, like, I'm not going to be rocking. Like, yeah. The ball shoes I had in the 80s, I'm not rocking them now.
That goes back to my X Factor.
Tinker
Hatfield wasn't designing for Adidas. Come on. Because if it was that magic combination, I guess. Mm-hmm. It was MJ rocking Tinker's designs. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like how you see Kanye West rocking, like, before working for Adidas, it was like seeing Kanye West rock Nike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was seeing Kanye West rock Polo.
Yeah.
Just all the brands that he rocked, and then everyone just wanted to be just like that.
Yeah,
he's definitely more of an, it sounds so hype beasty, but early, like late 2000s, this was normal. He's definitely more of an influence to me now than MJ.
Kanye?
Just because I grew up more on Kanye.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Listening to him since like whatever fucking 04, 05. Mm-hmm. Didn't get introduced into MJ until like 09, 08 ish.
Yeah, but Kanye showed you how to swag everything out. MJ just played on court with them and made them look sick on court.
But yeah. The shoes and stuff, yeah. Like, that's what I mean, though, because I wasn't even playing basketball until, 2010. So, like, when I see Kanye, like, in the All the Lights video on top of a police car wearing black cement threes, I'm like, well, fuck. I want that shoe.
I want to jump on a police car.
Yeah, I want to have a police car and look fucking cool.
Maybe not get arrested.
Yeah. Be friends with Jay-Z and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. No, I personally, man, like it's like the whole hypothetical thing.
Yeah, it's so hard.
It's so
that's
hard.
That's a big hypothetical.
I thought this was going to be fun.
Okay, I have a more simple or answerable hypothetical that I just thought of.
Go.
Like, as of right now, like, let's say starting in like 2015, do you think that it's been a shift? And do you think that from now going on into the foreseeable future, that entertainers, sneakers and signature shoes will have more timelessness than players signature and athletes signature sneakers at this point, like current players, current entertainers who have collabs?
Alvin's nodding his head vigorously.
Like, do you think that Yeezys or Big Sean or whoever else, Serena, not even Serena, it's a fucking player, never mind. Whoever else has a signature shoe, or even just PEs, like Justin Timberlake's JTH, for example, which is a Jordan, but it's a PE, we can call it. Do you think that is going to be more timeless or slash sought after in this day and
than
age?
Than like, say, LeBron's signature line. Than a
LeBron
line.
Or like whoever else is coming up, like Andrew Wiggins or whoever else.
I honestly do think that in 10 years, the Yeezys will be classics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Adidas, or sorry, Nike Yeezys already are.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a good precursor.
So Adi, but I'm saying Adi Yeezys.
Yeah, Adi Yeezys, yeah.
Yeah, I think those are going to be classic.
Yeah.
In about 10 to 15 years. Like, I guess when things slow down or...
It's going
to
be a shift.
They're on, like, the 10th version of the Yeezy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Because there's no MJ right now. Like, no. LeBron is at the tail end of his career and his sneakers are very basketball-y.
And I honestly don't think there's another ball player that's going to have as much pull as, like, an MJ did. Or a LeBron, when you think about it.
Or a Kobe.
Yeah.
But it's not even that, man. It's just like aesthetically, because that's what it is now. Like aesthetically, you can't rock fucking ball shoes with your fucking skinny jeans and shit.
It's true.
But we were doing it heavy in like 2010. Like we were talking about foams. Like we were killing foams in 2010.
Yeah, but like 2010, I was still wearing baggy ass jeans.
That's true. We didn't know how to dress.
You know what I mean?
Compared to now?
Okay, it wasn't bad well, yet, looking, but like it was still
fitting. You knew how to dress then for that year.
For that time,
But it's like now with everything being more fitted, and it's just like a lot of the silhouettes are more sleek and more tailored to the style.
The style takes us because everything just goes full circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't see myself wearing bell bottoms anytime soon.
I just don't see myself wearing any of the current ball shoes later on.
Yeah, so to answer your question, definitely artists have so much more
influence,
pull.
Yeah,
because like LeBron's are sitting on shelves, whereas like
people are buying basketball shoes today not to rock but for the function
for
of it,
which is dope, that's what they're meant for, but
I think that would be my answer too, similar, like back in the 80s and early 90s or even late 90s, 2000s, like performance shoes were not performance shoes. Like, let's be fucking real. The Jordan 1 is the worst performance shoe. Like, sucks.
Yeah. Like, well, it was bare bones. Well, yeah, especially at that time.
For the time, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you go forward, all the performance, like, upgrades that we have up to yeah. this point, yeah. So, like, as the performance increases, the aesthetic generally decreases when mm-hmm. we're talking about, like, streetwear or everyday. Mm-hmm. So, like, and I don't think there was anyone really... not at all that was like an influencer entertainment wise that was getting PEs or their own shoes like this, like that, like it is now.
Yeah.
So I definitely think I agree with whoever else said this, that it's going to be entertainers and performers just because of the fact that basketball shoes and performance shoes are getting more basketball-y and performance-y mm-hmm. like by the year. They're getting mm-hmm. more and more. Like even if you look at the Jordan line up until this point, like the progression of that line is unreal.
Yeah.
Like we're at the 32 now and it's like it's a basketball shoe.
Yeah.
Like
straight performance.
If you're wearing it casually, it's with sweats. Like yeah. that's yeah. it. Yeah.
It's walking to the basketball court yeah, exactly. to play yeah. ball in
with
them.
High socks already on.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I definitely think it's gonna be entertainers for the foreseeable yeah. future at yeah. least. Because it's always shifts. Like we just said, like we were wearing LeBron 9s and like foams and Kobe whatever yeah. 9s heavily. Back a couple of years ago, and now we're like low cut, sleek, tapered joggers. So
yeah,
yeah.
That's so my answer. In conclusion, if MJ had signed with Adidas, Sean Collard would be dunking in Adidas. We would probably be rocking more Adidas. But Tinker Hatfield, mm-hmm. definitely, to me especially, is the cherry on top that would make. Anything like explode and happen.
But yeah, he had everything else too. Like he had the Air Max line too. Mm-hmm. So like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It would just be like
Nike's running and training. Mm-hmm. Unless they actually got him to start working on basketball shoes as well.
But even if they didn't, even if they were like, "Yo, you shit the bed with the Jordan 3, you made MJ walk away, stick to running." Like Air Maxes would still be classic. Mm-hmm. So like.
Yeah, because
you can't even argue. I don't know if you can argue either way. Like, yeah, we might just be one signature shoe might be Adidas, but like, I feel like everything else culture wise would still be very similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially
for me at least, because yeah. like I said, no, it's not basketball heavy for me.
When you think about it that yeah. way, especially with just Nike's classic runners.
Yeah, because if you look at it more recent, like Nike lost Kanye a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. They didn't lose like their. Casual sneakers, they didn't lose their Air Max, they didn't lose like whatever the Yeezy kind of looked like. Mm-hmm. They just lost Kanye, and then the Roche was emulated by Kanye basically on the fucking Yeezy. And then the yeah. Roche was still selling at that point. Like, yeah, they never like lost out.
It was getting body.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's a tough fucking question.
Fun though.
Yeah, very interesting to think about.
I hope it like inspired you guys to like think up some stories.
Yeah, let us know. Slide into the DMs.
Slide.
Yeah, no, it'd be fun to hear what everyone else's hypothetical answer would be. Sean Collard, if you're listening, I want to know your opinion of what would happen if MJ had signed with Adidas. Mm-hmm. That would be crazy. Short episode this week.
Solid,
I guess though. I guess it balances out after that 1 hour and 40 minute yeah. episode from last week. to the thank yous. Thank you, Bram, for the theme song. Sneaker Podcast, Matt and Zach, thank you guys for all the support. Thank you to the listeners for tuning in. Please let us know what you think, if you have any questions or suggestions, especially for the fire round, especially if you have some dope stories to see if MJ actually did sign with Adidas.
Who just knows? For the record, guys, we keep saying we want to have guests on. And not even just like the Sean Goes and like the Suji Cyphersons and like the Flippin' Laces. Like we aren't regular people. So we're definitely going to be choosing from people who are most talkative in our DMs and have the most ideas. So if you guys are actually interested in being on the show eventually,
a really
good way to get our attention is lots of questions and lots of conversations like that. Just for the record.
Mm-hmm. Lawrence, can you stop reading my mind? Because I was actually thinking that earlier for sure. today.
Yeah, just didn't say it. All right.
You're an absolute asshole.
Correct.
Hit us up in the DMs or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube. Please give us a review and drop us some stars on iTunes.
At least five.
Give us a like there. I was waiting for it. Give us a like, comment, and subscribe on the YouTubes. We have a Facebook group called CGS Talk. You can find that at facebook.com/groups/cgs.talk. Hit up canadagotsoul.ca for our latest pieces, like the Curry 5 review.
Yeah.
Nice. You can find me at _Spooner, no E. Joel Hernandez, where you at?
You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
Alvin Martinez, where are you?
Mr. Q Mart, MISTER Q Mart.
And Lawrence Hopkins, where can they find you?
L Doggy Styles, L capital D, lowercase O,
uppercase
capital G, double G. A Y.
Styles.
Which comes before Z. Styles with a S. Both sides of it has a S.
On the real though, yeah, if you guys do want to be a guest on the podcast, do not hesitate to hit us up. Yeah, we're down to hear what you guys have to say. You can find all of us at Canada Got Soul. Yeah, this has been the episode. Wow, the theme song is not playing right now.
I'm gonna just talk until something happens.
Oh, I know what happened.
Talk until something happens.
Here we go. We are Canada Got Soul. Please remember to rock your kicks. Talk to you guys real soon.
Peace. Talk until something happens.